The Central Asian Republic of Kyrgyzstan is the home of what's described as the largest private drug and alcohol rehabilitation center in the former Soviet Union. It's run by a flashy Kyrgyz doctor who's a former drug user himself. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Kyrgyzstan and reports on the doctor's unconventional approach.
Three drug addicts weep and moan as they stand trembling, arched backwards under a set of bright lights. Hypnotists circle the small room, clapping their hands and periodically pulling the sweating patient's hair, all the while yelling at them to reject the use of drugs. The specialists here call this the stress shock. It's the culmination of 4 weeks of detox and rehab at the medical center of Dr. Genizbek Nazaraliyev, a man who claims to understand drug addiction based on his own personal experience. I've used heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, and hallucinogenic mushrooms, says Nazaraliyev. I've studied an awful lot of drugs. If it takes a normal doctor an hour to understand what a drug addict is going through, he adds, I can figure it out in just 3 minutes. Don't expect to find any 12-step anti-addiction programs at this rehab center. Nazaraliyev's methods appear to be a mix of Soviet medical practices and Kyrgyz shamanism. For example, in what he calls his coma treatment, Nazaraliyev injects addicts with atropine, leaving them twitching, snorting, and unconscious for hours. Nazaraliyev says he's treated 15,000 patients over the past 15 years from all across the former Soviet Union. To foreign eyes, these methods may appear bizarre. But then again, the group confessional therapy that's widely practiced in the West is viewed with suspicion by many of the patients here. This center has made Nazaraliyev a proud millionaire. Sitting in a Kyrgyz tent called a yurt, the doctor, with his shaved head and eyebrows, boasts about his choice in cars. There are only two Hummers in the country, says Nazaraliyev. The president's son bought one to keep up with me, because I'm the leader here in fashion and style. Fashion is the last thing on the mind of Andrei, a 30-year-old heroin addict from Kazakhstan. He's chosen to finish his treatment by carrying a heavy rock that's supposed to symbolize his addiction on a 25-mile hike through Kyrgyz foothills.
Мы с психологами работали с камнем. Ну, в общем, все свои такие плохие, черные.
The psychologist helped me put all my negative emotions into this rock, he says. I'm so sick of my addiction and what it's done to my family. When I finish my pilgrimage, I'll get rid of this rock, he adds, and get rid of heroin once and for all. Upon arriving at a hilltop, Andrei kisses a cross on his neck and hurls his burden onto a pile of stones left by other patients. Andrei completes his symbolic treatment by stripping and setting fire to his clothes. Apparently, this ritual has become a common sight in this remote corner of Central Asia. A Kyrgyz shepherd on horseback rides past and doesn't even give Andrei a second glance. Ivan Watson, NPR News.